From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Swedish police said Saturday they have arrested a man they say very likely is the driver of the truck that plowed into pedestrians outside of the department store in Stockholm Friday, killing four people, injuring 15 others. The Swedish prime minister is calling this incident a terrorist attack. A day after the attack, residents still seem shaken by what happened.
I'm shocked. Everyone is shocked. But I also feel a lot of warmness when I saw how the police was prepared, the people of Stockholm, who they were care people. They were very helpful. And I think that's the way to go. You have to stay calm. You have to try to live your own life. Of course, this is a risk you have to calculate.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Friday's attack. Sweden's attack in government offices will fly flags at half staff Saturday as the Sweden nation observes a day of mourning. A number of European leaders, including the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and London's U.S. Ambassador, have all released statements indicating their solidarity with Sweden. And the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, told an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council Friday that the United States would not wait for another resolution because Syrian President Assad had apparently used chemical weapons on his own people. The U.S. attack came in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack that officials say used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. More than 80 people, including children, were killed in that attack that drew wide international condemnation. This is VOA News.